I never thought I'd be singing in the Sistine Chapel. I've done choir most of my life in high school, and coming here, I knew it was one of the things that I wanted to be a part of, but never did I think that it would take me to such beautiful places.
That's Erin Brochu, a freshman English major who is a member of UConn's concert choir, which spent 9 days during the spring break touring Austria and Italy, including memorable performances in Salzburg, the birthplace of Mozart, and under Michelangelo's most famous painting, The Ceiling of the Sistine Chapel in Rome. The concert choir is the premier large choral ensemble for music majors and students from throughout UConn that performs music of all styles and periods, led by music professor Jamie Spillane, the director of choral studies in the Department of Music. He accompanied the concert choir overseas with women's choir director Mary Ellen Junda and the director of the Collegium Musicum Ensemble, Eric Rice, who also is head of the Department of Music. Professor Spillane provided some background about the tour and described the first part of the tour.
UConn choirs, as a large choir, had not gone overseas for 27 years before 2 years ago. And 27 years was a long time for these students not to experience singing in some of these incredible spaces where the music was composed for. Eric Rice and I kind of came up with a plan to try and get choirs touring every couple of years. So if a student came in as a freshman, there was a good chance that they would get on at least one tour during their 4 years and get that experience of traveling overseas. So after our tour to Ireland and Germany a couple years ago, we looked for something different. Italy is the heart of so much of the music, of the Western music that we sing. And for us to be able to sing in St. Mark's and St. Peter's and the Sistine Chapel and in Florence, it's really pretty magical for all of us. The breakfast the first morning was on the 14th floor of this hotel in Salzburg. And not only that, it was all glass, and all we looked at in every direction was Sound of Music. It was the Alps, snow-covered Alps in every direction, and that was how we woke up. And then we got on a bus and did a short trip, and that morning we're singing in the Salzburg Cathedral. And we had, I think, 10 students who'd never been on a plane before, and their first plane trip is to Munich. And then we go to Salzburg, and they feel like they're in a movie set. And then we sing in the Salzburg Cathedral, which was Mozart's church. It's absolutely massive. They're singing and filling up this beautiful space with their beautiful music.
While practicing the music, the concert choir and other ensembles learn about the history of the songs that they will sing. For the performance at the Sistine Chapel, they learned about Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, who composed Sicut Servus, one of the songs that they would sing under Michelangelo's famous paintings.
Palestrina was actually a choir boy in the Sistine Chapel. Some people call him the Catholic composer because his music was used as a model for the Catholic Counter-Reformation to Martin Luther's Reformation of the Catholic Church. The fact that we were able to sing Sicut Servus, which may be his most known work, in the Sistine Chapel itself, I know it was a powerful moment. And I know when you talk to the students, that was a watershed moment for all of us, director and student alike. They told us 3 minutes in the Sistine Chapel, and we pushed it to 10. But we made sure that when we sang in the Sistine Chapel, it was the combined choirs. Everyone got to sing. In every other venue, St. Peter's, St. Mark's, the Salzburg Cathedral, every ensemble was highlighted and showcased, so everyone could really experience that as an ensemble. And it was valuable for everyone. So it's gratifying for me to bring my colleagues along and also to include all of those ensembles.
The concert choir also had some fun, as Erin explains.
Basically, whenever we were standing anywhere for more than 2 minutes, Dr. Spillane would say, okay, unclouded day, and we'd all just start singing. And that was honestly one of my favorite parts of the trip, especially we sang outside of the Duomo, and I feel like we had the biggest crowd on that one. There was one man who was watching Dr. Spillane's coat, and he said he wouldn't give it back unless we did another song. And then when we were done, I met people who were from New Hampshire who were so excited that they ran into us. That was really special, especially meeting the people afterwards and hearing what they had to say.
Professor Spillane says one of the strengths of the concert choir is the varied background of its student members.
You have these very bright students at UConn who come in as pre-med or pre-law or engineering, computer science. Some of our most talented kids are not pursuing music as a career, but to have their talent makes us better. And also just to have that wide group of interest. We actually have many music majors who are full double majors. Computer science and music performance, Bachelor of Music and pharmacy. There's just lots going on. So anytime you get more diversity in the group, it's better for you.
Aaron and Emmanuel Cruz, a second-year music performance major, and Professor Spillane recalled some of their memorable moments from the tour.
Actually, what was surprising was a lot of the memories I made was on the bus. We had so much fun on the bus. The people that I were with, we kind of stole the front seat for most of the trip. And we got to see like everything with like the clearest view, and everything was so beautiful, and we were just laughing and having so much fun. Then, of course, singing in all those beautiful places with that intense architecture and singing, and you look up and you see this beautiful art. It was amazing.
I never could have imagined singing the Sistine Chapel, even my wildest dreams. It was absolutely magical. I mean, just from hearing the reverberations of our sound from the walls and the beautiful painting and architecture is just absolutely stunning. Yeah, I very much enjoy choral music, and it's a very integral part of my life. I'm part of the chamber singers here and the concert choir and a few other ensembles. But it painted the big picture for me, having experienced this with everyone and connecting with everyone on this trip.
We sang a Mass at St. Peter's, which is bigger and grander and just more of everything than I could have ever imagined. And then that evening, we got into one of the great churches in Rome, Santa Maria Sopra Minerva, which we would consider like a cathedral here. Two popes were consecrated in this church. And by this time, we'd had two big performances that day to get warmed up. It was our last concert on tour. And everything just seemed to gel together. And those final pieces of that concert were some of the most wonderful that I've ever been able to experience in performance.